How's Quaddy handling things? Did he handle the Z thing correctly? Is he handling this stuff as best it can be? And we get tons of people who want to know why, wouldn't you be better off with Ryan Sandberg now and all that stuff? And frankly, you know, Gordon, I don't know the answer to that question. I think that if you hire Rhino, you got a harder time getting rid of Rhino. I think that, you know, Brian would argue that that the Blackhawks got rid of a guy that had been around forever in Dennis Savard, and you know, you have to do that sometimes. But they had Scotty Bowman sitting there making calls on that sort of thing. The Cubs, in their current situation, the idea of hiring Rhino and then trying to get rid of him here, that just seems awfully tough to stomach.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, you know, you hear people fire Jim Hendry, fire Quaddy, you know, fire the owner. But the problem isn't the manager of this team. I mean, Rhino wouldn't be, if he's, you know, the best manager in the world, would get what? Another win out of this team, maybe? And who knows? Maybe Quaddy's gotten a win or two out of this team that another manager might not have gotten. This is not a good baseball team, and we said that going into this season. It has a lot of problems, and they've been magnified a lot by the number of injuries and the number of slumps by guys that you counted on. You know, Ryan Dempster's April was miserable, and that set a pitching tone for this team that even the two injuries early didn't do. So this, you know, I'm not sure that, you know, why the focus would have to be on the manager. I mean, I think people are impatient and they want quick answers right now, but there aren't any quick answers for this team, and that's the state of it. So that's reality of what you're dealing with. And now it's going to be, you know, at least a process of the rest of this year to get something out of next year, and maybe even a little more.